This is the morning song of the gibbon. They mate for life, and this is part of the daily duet the male and female perform together. Their duets are only one of their unusual features. They're also exceptional climbers. Their long arms let them swing from tree to tree in their rainforest home at speeds of up to 55 kilometres an hour. All this swinging and singing is interesting to researchers, as other apes don't necessarily share these abilities. Added to all that, gibbons are an important link between other branches of the primate family tree. This week, a team of researchers has sequenced the genome of the northern white-cheeked gibbon, and they've discovered some unique changes in the genome that have given them something to swing about. Ewan Calloway called author Lucia Calbona and began by asking her what the genome reveals about their remarkable tree-climbing skills.
What we found is that some genes that can be correlated to that underwent positive selection. One of these genes is TBX5, is a gene that has been found to be involved in limb development. And I was really surprised to see and very happy to see was that the gene for the collagen protein was under positive selection. And this makes total sense because gibbons have modified tendons and flexors that allow them to be such strong climbers. We also find some genes involved in cartilage development.
So why, you just told us all these interesting things about gibbons. Why sequence the genome of a gibbon species or several species in this case?
So we were really hoping that by looking at the whole genome, we could understand the relationship between the four genera. What we found out is that this is not the case. We just were not able to resolve that. And we think that the reason why is because they diverge from each other very rapidly. In the paper, we talk about almost instantaneous radiation. And when that happens, it's really hard to kind of understand what the order of the divergence is. And so we were able to understand and to measure when the divergence happened. We know that it happened around 4 to 5 million years ago, but we cannot tell in which order they diverged from each other because it almost happened at the same time. The four diverged at the same time.
What caused all these gibbons to radiate at the same time, to speciate at the same time?
Because we were able to understand, to measure when this happened, which is about 5 million years ago, we know that at that time, which is a transition between Miocene and Pliocene, there were a lot of biogeographical changes in the where the gibbons were living, in the Yunnan Plateau. And this created a lot of fragmentation in the forest, which is where the gibbon lives. And when you have that, you start having a geographic isolation that basically causes speciation or makes it being a little bit faster. And so we think that the changes in the geography at that time played a very important role in accelerating this divergence.
How do gibbons relate to other primates, humans included?
They are basically a very important link between the old world monkeys, and those are macaques and baboon, and the great apes. And these are orangutan, gorilla, chimpanzee, and human. So gibbons are apes, and are basically the first primates that lost the tail, if we want to put it in that way. And they're still a part of the hominoidae, that is the big superfamily where the human are included. So evolutionarily, they're pretty close to human.
One other thing that sets gibbons apart from other primates is their chromosomes.
Yes, so they have been accumulating chromosomal rearrangements at a very high rate, in an unusually high rate.
Can you explain what a chromosomal rearrangement is?
I like to describe the genome as a landscape with mountains. Point mutations can be compared to the wind erosion, so very slowly they will shape the mountains. And so if you look at the landscape after millions of years, you will see a difference. Chromosomal rearrangements are like earthquakes. One event will completely shape the landscape, and you will see it after one generation. So what we found in the gibbon is that there were a lot of earthquakes, but the rate of the wind erosion, so the point mutation, was very similar to the one in the other apes.
Could these chromosomal earthquakes, I really like that term, could they also explain what you were talking about earlier, this really rapid speciation of gibbon or some of their the fast evolution of traits like tree climbing?
Yes, they do explain why the radiation was so fast. We, in fact, think that it was a combination between the biogeography I was mentioning before and this extreme variation in their karyotype, because geographic isolation causes speciation, but chromosomal rearrangements cause reproductive isolation. And so we have now two forces, very strong, that are basically pushing speciation. We also need to mention that the gibbons are the group of apes that have more species than any other group. So we have 19 species. So this is a process that has been going on for a long time.
Many gibbon species are critically endangered. The Hainan gibbon, I think, is nearly extinct. Can these genome sequences in any way help their conservation?
Absolutely. Now that we have the gibbon genome as a resource, we can go in the wild and try to test what genetic diversity is left in these small populations, like this one where we have only 20 individuals left, and try to put some conservation strategies in place. Of course, this is not only based on genomics. I mean, there's a lot of politics involved. But I think that now we have a tool that can help.
Last question. Do you have a favorite gibbon?
In the Gibbon Conservation Center, there's a gibbon that's been named after me, Lucia, and is a northern white cheek gibbon, which is the same species that we sequence. And so once in a while, I go and visit her in California.
That's great.
That was Lucia Calbona talking to Ewan.